Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. Hey, Sean Hannity here. It's time that you purchase the Less Lethal Burner Launcher. I love this. Now, listen to this. The story from Marvin, a Special Forces veteran. Now, Marvin fired his burner from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, plenty of time for the police to arrive. It is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks required, and it shipped right to your front door. Just go to their website, check out their videos, burner.com/Hannity, BYRNA.com/Hannity, and you'll get 10% off.
And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
President Biden, he is saying he's going to run again in 2024. Will you support him?
You know, if the president chooses to run again in 2024, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Does the president have the stamina, physically and mentally, do you think, to continue on even after 2024?
Don, you're asking me this question. Oh, my gosh. He's the president of the United States.
I don't want to hear any more of these lies about reckless spending. We're changing people's lives.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news. And more bold, inspired solutions for America. This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 306.
All right, day 306. Joey said he'd never abandon Americans behind enemy lines in the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan. He sure did. But nobody talks about it. Everybody's turned the page. What, it's a year? Remember Nightline? America held hostage. Day 306. This is a special edition of Nightline. America held hostage. What about the Americans that are held hostage there? Why did we abandon them? Why do we ever do that? I mean, you know, if you just go through the list of Joe Biden, look at gas prices today, all because of his commitment to climate, religious cult alarmism, and New Green Dealism. The highest inflation since Jimmy Carter, for crying out loud, that he caused. You know, the Afghanistan disaster. Abandoning Americans, abandoning green card holders, people legally eligible to live in this country. Abandoning our Afghan allies. Joe said 13 days prior to leaving, we'll not abandon our Afghan partners. He abandoned them. Many of them were taken out of their homes, never to be seen or heard from again. Many of them killed on the streets in broad daylight. The old Taliban is now the new Taliban. And now women can't go to work. Little girls can't go to school. Surrendering Bagram Air Force Base. That was critical geopolitical for our national defense, for geopolitical purposes. We could have had it. They surrendered it. You know, the Afghan disaster. You know, at this point, I mean, I was all for beating Putin, but again, these politicians, they're all gung-ho when they start these wars. In this case, starting support of President Zelensky. I didn't think Zelensky had a shot But you had to give him the help to fight back. He's a sovereign country. And he, not only did they prove courage, bravery, valor, a willingness to fight for their own country, but then NATO and Western European countries and America, now they never gave Zelensky the weapons to actually win the war. We don't fight wars to win them anymore. That was the beauty behind Trump defeating the caliphate. It's unbelievable. You know, Joe Biden saying, we will defend Taiwan. 5 minutes later, no, we won't. We got to walk that back like so many other things. We're trading troops in Poland. No, we're not. This is a disaster. An unmitigated disaster. Our border, now we have the largest migrant caravan ever making its way to our southern border. And we know what the outcome is already going to be. They're all going to get processed and then they're going to get a free Biden phone and then they're going to be released into the country. And the high cost of housing and food and health care and education, that will fall on the states that can't afford it. Unbelievable. Highest violent crime rate in 40 years in these Democratic-run states and cities. This is insanity. War on the police. How come nobody cares about the 2,000 cops? Where's that committee investigating all the injured cops in the summer of 2020? The 574 riots there. You know, look at the policies. You know, here we have Anthony Fauci. He got his first vaccine shot. He got a second vaccine shot. He got his first booster shot, second booster shot. Now he has COVID. Same person saying, if you got the vaccine, you're not going to get COVID.
If you get vaccinated after you get infected, your level of protection will go sky high. And then you won't have to worry about getting infected again.
So now you have people vaccinated, double vaccinated, boosted, double boosted, previous infections. They're still getting it again. Then why are we kicking people out of the military over the issue of vaccinations when fully vaccinated, fully boosted, people with previous infections can still get it again and infect other people? It means everybody can infect other people. There's no point anymore. The science, if you followed it, has changed and changed dramatically, but they don't want to follow the science. They don't want to look into, they don't encourage therapeutics. You don't hear a word out of them about their therapeutics. Do you ever think of them, you know, four-year-olds, and I will put Rand Paul on in the next hour. Rand Paul asked a great question of Fauci. He said, well, is there any science behind this notion that you're going to give boosters to kids to, you know, any evidence, scientific? Nope. That was Fauci's answer, but they're doing it anyway. CDC did say boosted people are more prone to get this variant than unboosted people. Not telling people what to do scientifically. I'm just telling you what the CDC said. You know, people say, Hannon is giving bad advice. I'm not giving anybody advice. Ask your doctor. That's my advice. You know, what now, do you ever think we'd have food shortages, baby supply shortages, now feminine product shortages? You ever think that we'd have a 42-year high of inflation? Everything you buy, every store you go to? You ever think you'd send your kid to school and first through third graders? If you take the position that there, it's not age appropriate to talk about gender identity issues, somehow that's the don't say gay bill. It's not even talking about gay. Just keep kids, you know, we spend all this money on education. They can't read, write. They're not proficient in reading, writing, math, science, and computers. And we pay more money per child per capita than any other country in the industrialized world with the worst results. Why don't we focus on the basic things? You can set up after school programs that parents can opt their kids in if they have trouble talking about issues involving sexuality with their kids. You know, then we're going to investigate parents when they speak up against inappropriate or not age-appropriate material taught in schools, know that we're going to investigate them as domestic terrorists. You know, if parents shouldn't be involved in our schools, according to Terry McAuliffe, excuse me, but they're not your kids. That's the parents' job. Or Joe Biden saying to teachers, they're your kid. No, they're not their kids. Their job is to educate them. Their job is reading, writing, math, science, arithmetic and computers. Let's stick with the basics. I'd say history, but I don't even know which history they're going to be teaching at this point. You know, at this, you know, now we have Democrats doxing Supreme Court justices, and the administration is okay with that as long as they're peaceful, giving out the addresses of Supreme Court justices and not acting swiftly to provide protection like Nancy Pelosi, you know, took her 30 some odd days to do it, to offer the help to these justices, even after one assassination plot was discovered. They're not only targeting the justices, but their kids, and then Amy Coney Barrett telling people where their kids go to school, telling people where the family goes to church, what days they go to church. What are we doing here? This is, you know, Chuck Schumer, you won't know what hit you, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind. Wow. Imagine if I said that. And I wouldn't. Or I start giving out the names and addresses of politicians I don't like. I have a long list, but I wouldn't do it because it's dumb and it's dangerous and it's irresponsible. And I don't want people harassing public figures just because you disagree with them. I couldn't imagine ever going up to a public person that I disagree with and saying anything other than, hi, how are you? And I've been in those situations. Linda, you've been there with me. You know, yes, we have to go to the occasion when I used to go out. I'm a hermit now.
There's a lot of offensive people who don't know how to keep their mouth shut or yeah, they don't know how to say something nice.
You know, but why would I be mean to somebody just because I disagree with them? I'm just, it's not my way. You know, calling the country. It used to be every 2 years, every 4 years. Now it's, there was one article out today. We've got to scare the hell out of minorities for this election to turn the tide of where things are going. Why? Scare them. If anything, everybody should be scared at the state of the economy and scared that we have a president that cannot function at the level necessary for this job, the hardest job in the world, to keep America standing up in the world, and the entire world sees it. I mean, when you have fake news CNN and you have Van Jones and Don Lemon acknowledging Biden's not up to the job as physically, mentally, you know, something I've been telling you from the beginning, everybody knows it. And there's a reason they wouldn't attack me. And I had prepared, you know, I always prepare for the attack. I get attacked whether, you know, if I open my eyes on any given day. It's the evidence is overwhelming. It's incontrovertible. It's we're reminded of his incompetence every day. You know, this is why Democrats thinking they're going to run on abortion. Americans will figure out if Roe is overturned and it goes back to the states. They're going to figure out very quickly that abortion is still legal in America. And even some states will allow it up to the moment of birth. So that's not going to be the big issue that somehow negates the trend, which is a wave election that we're heading into. And by the way, they're against being against the Second Amendment. That's not going to get them there either. It's just not going to work. And it's not going to work January 6th. You know, the first day, you know, they had 20 million people watch all the networks combined. Not really that high. 3 out of 4 of Donald Trump's State of the Union addresses, which would be comparable because all the networks carry that. You know, he had over 40 some odd million people. And way higher, 30 some odd million people in the fourth one. That was his last one. You know, the constant division in this country, you know, surrendering our energy independence, canceling the Keystone XL pipeline, halting oil and gas exploration on federal lands. For what purpose? To beg Venezuela, Iran, and the Saudis? Joe Biden, he claims all he wants. He's not going to beg the Crown Prince to produce more oil and encourage OPEC nations to produce more oil. But yes, he is. He's not going to call. He's going to the nation he called the pariah nation. He's going to meet with the guy that he says is responsible for the death of Jamal Khashoggi. And by the way, I don't think these golfers made a good decision either. I wouldn't do business with the Saudis, even though there has been an improvement. Mike Pompeo was right. There's been an alliance emerging against Iranian hegemony and Iranians, you know, attempt to to get a nuclear weapon that included the U.S., Israel, the Jordanians, Egyptians, the Saudis, and the Emirates. That's true. But, you know, there's still a repressive regime persecuting minorities all over Saudi Arabia. You know, now we've weakened our military on top of all of this. You know, now fentanyl can get into this country easy. You know, now we're going to have a war on the First Amendment and the Second Amendment and the Fourth and Fifth Amendments. The entire Bill of Rights, for crying out loud. Doing everything they can do. Oh, no voter ID. We don't want integrity in our elections. Voter ID? Why don't you want voter ID? You need it for everything else we buy and everything else we do in life. You need your vaccination card. They're all in favor of that. Doing everything possible. What, to remove integrity in elections so we don't have confidence in results and people get upset about it? Using the government power, the deep state, to go after other fellow Americans, which we've exposed. These are not good times. I have economic news today none of you are going to like. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I hope it motivates you, because we have to win two elections to save this country now. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. 2 million people now impacted by a recent data breach at Shields Healthcare Group. It's a Massachusetts-based healthcare organization. Now, this compromised information includes social security numbers, birth dates, and if these cyber criminals, these identity thieves get this information, yep, they're going to make your life a living hell. Every day, all of us are putting our personal information at risk on the internet. In a second, these cyber criminals can steal everything that is yours. LifeLock.com sees the threats we all miss on our own. They'll scour the dark web on your behalf to see if your personal information is compromised. If so, you get an alert. If your identity is stolen, you get a dedicated restoration specialist. And it's a low annual rate. LifeLock by Norton. You'll save an additional 25% off your first year when you use the promo code Hannity. Mention my name when you call 1-800-LIFELOCK or use the promo code when you go to LifeLock.com. If you want to protect your good name and reputation, your finances, your credit score, 1-800-LIFELOCK, LifeLock.com, 25% off if you use the promo code Hannity. Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, well, departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to MasterSpas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, MasterSpas.com.
...675 stations all across America, and we can't thank you enough for being here every day to make that possible. You're on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, as we roll along, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Gallup has a poll out. Only 16% of Americans are happy with the direction of the country. How could they be happy with it? What do they have to be happy about? How do, you know, Joe Biden inherited inflation at 1.4%. Now 8.6, the highest in 41 years, whatever it is. Gas prices, $2.39. Now it's over $5 on average. You know, Why would he give Putin a waiver on Nord Stream 2? Can anyone answer that? Does that make sense while simultaneously canceling Keystone? You know, wasn't it Joe Biden who made the big promise, I'll shut down the virus, and then runs out of tests over Christmas and entering year three of the virus? Are you kidding me? Never pursues therapeutics like monoclonals. Add to that the supply chain crisis. Oh, we'll fix that in a 90-day sprint, he said. Yeah, so much for that. We won't abandon Americans in Afghanistan. No, we abandoned them. You know, the DOJ memo release saying the FBI is to mobilize against parents opposing critical race theory in public schools, citing the threats. Domestic terrorism? The border disaster? Do I need to even go into detail? Kids in cages? You know, process release? No COVID tests in the middle of a pandemic? No vaccine mandates for them? Now we find out free phones and free transportation? Helping, aiding, and abetting and lawbreaking? Whoever thought we'd have a baby formula shortage? I mean, when you stand back, well, I didn't like Donald Trump's style. Okay, you didn't like his tweeting. All right, that's a fair criticism. You didn't like his style. Did you like his policies? Did you do a lot better under Donald Trump than Joe Biden? Conservative principles always work. That's a point we make often on this program. Shut down the virus, you know, supply chain crisis, 90-day sprint. I will not make vaccines mandatory. He makes them mandatory. I'll protect you and your family and defend the nation from threats seen and unseen. Defund the police? How's that working?
Exposing the Pelosi party's chaos and corruption all day, every day. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Linda, have you noticed that these January 6th committee hearings don't care at all that Donald Trump, in fact, authorized up to 20,000 troops on the 4th of January, and we have four of the five people in the room at the time that have affirmed that on this show and on TV, and the fifth person, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, people around him, to me personally, have confirmed that he spoke about safety prior to January 6th with the president. That would be five out of five.
It's all pretty shocking, to be honest with you. I mean, even the interview you did yesterday with, you know, Benny Thompson and all the rest of them up there, I mean, they're making false accusations left and right, and they're getting misproven. They're having people come forward with evidence to the contrary of literally everything they're saying, and they're just not putting it out there. I mean, they're essentially paying the MSM to lie. It's awful. I've never seen anything like it.
It's a predetermined outcome. We now have John Solomon breaking more news that the Capitol Police received alerts from both the U.S. Homeland Security and D.C. authorities about the potential for violence at the Capitol more than 2 weeks before the riots. You add that's 14 days advance notice. You know, now we know, remember, after the threat assessment, the first opportunity that the Capitol Police had, the police chief had to call in troops, he said no. But then there was a new assessment that came down that said, uh-oh. And then Chuck Schumer's office specifically was handed a threat assessment with the exact language of what they were planning, and they paid no attention to it. So, you know, where is the desire to prevent this from ever happening again? I mean, am I the only one? It's unbelievable.
It's actually really depressing, because I think the bottom line that we have is, you know, on that day, we talked about the fact that things got really out of hand, and they were frightening, and it was an inappropriate and terrible way and a miscarriage of justice the way that things occurred. But I think there is, in my opinion, there is a surge of animalistic behavior all over this country of people treating one another in the most despicable ways I have ever seen in my entire life.
And whether you're saying that in a nonpartisan way.
Across the board. I mean, just, you know, Republican to Republican. I mean, you go back to the Dr. Oz moment, and I just remember thinking to myself, like, whether you're for McCormick or Bartos or Oz, it really doesn't matter. We have to support who wins so that we can
whoever wins
the election.
There's
such division everywhere.
This is the thing about groups like Club for Growth. I mean, now they just want to go in and go against anybody that Donald Trump supported. Okay, well, those never Trumpers. I'm just trying to understand their logic. Okay, maybe you don't like Trump's style. Do you like his policies? Now that you got your way and Trump's out, this is now just a sideshow. Because if they don't care about preventing it from ever happening again and bringing in the Speaker and Chuck Schumer and Muriel Bowser and the Sergeant of Arms in the House and the Senate, okay, and, you know, all these people and ask, well, why didn't you were warned, why didn't you take the troops that were authorized? Muriel Bowser in writing said she didn't want the troops. You know, and I'm just looking at all this and I'm thinking, and by the way, when nobody lifts a finger. Nobody cares about, you know, thousands of cops were injured. They were being pelted with bricks and rocks and bottles and frozen water bottles and Molotov cocktails. Over 2,000 injured cops. Where's that committee? The committee, we lost dozens of Americans that throughout that summer. We had billions in property damage that summer. And not a word. All right, so all the never-Trumpers, I hope they're happy with the state of the economy. I hope they're happy with inflation. I hope they're happy with the borders. I hope they're happy with the high price of gasoline. I guess they're happy that we ran out of COVID tests over Christmas, or the supply chain crisis, or giving waivers for natural gas to Putin, or Afghanistan, the withdrawal disaster that was there, or, you know, the labeling of parents at friggin' school board meetings. By the way, you would be one of the first parents to, God help you, when Tiger Mom shows up at a school board meeting. I feel sorry for the school board.
Oh, listen, I've been to all of them, every single one. I am speaking, I am present, and I am engaged and involved. And that is exactly what the left doesn't want. They don't want you in the know. They want you in the I don't care, distracted. And I think that's a big part of what we've got going on here. You know, whether we're talking about energy, smash and grab, attacks on the streets, attacks in our subways and public transportation. I mean, I saw something the other night here. I just saw a video of this. Anthony and I were looking at it. And it was a guy pumping his gas. And he's just standing there pumping his gas, not doing anything. And four guys surround his car, come up, beat the ever-loving you-know-what out of him, and drive away with his car. No accountability, no police, no nothing.
Well, you take $900 worth of stuff, you're not even getting a ticket.
Exactly. It's just, it's an entire, it's an idea,
so we'll take radical socialism and climate alarmist religious cultism and New Green Dealism and Biden, who doesn't know what day it is, and weak and frail with, by the way, I have a list of all his broken promises. No one making under $400,000 will have their taxes raised. You know who's got the biggest tax increase because of his inflation policies and energy policies? The poor, the middle class, people on fixed income. You know, you'll see, Biden said, you'll actually see your standard of living go up and your costs go down. He said that in October 2020. I'll fix the supply chain crisis in 90 days. He said that on October 13th. He said, I'll shut down the virus. The virus ain't shut down. I will not make vaccines mandatory. Oh, we know what happened there. The mask mandate will be lifted in 100 days. Won't last forever. Well, sorry, he extended it forever, pretty much. I promise I will protect you and your family and defend our nation from threats seen and unseen. Okay, primarily under Biden's leadership. 12 major cities hit all-time record highs homicide rates. And by the way, most Democratic-run cities and Democratic states that have been run by Democrats for decades. I'll visit the border at some point. Not yet. I'll get the opioid crisis under control. It's never been worse. You deserve a president, vice president, and will spend every minute of every day working to make your life better. Are you kidding? He's on vacation half the time. There's a lid on his presidency. He has one public event on average a day. Unbelievable. I will unify the country. Yeah, you're doing a great job unifying. I'll defeat the lies. Always tell the truth. Really? Okay. Like when you lied about, let's see, driving tractor trailers. The Afghan withdrawal will be conducted orderly and safely. We'll take care of all of our allies. We'll get every American out. That didn't happen. Never mind the the blunders and the lies and everything in between. I mean, it's the only thing that is coming out of this that is any good is America now sees what radical New Green Dealism and socialism is. And if America makes the choice that they want to go down this road, then I can't help the country. Because I think most people see what we see. 16% of Americans, that's it, satisfied with the direction of the country. Who are the 16% satisfied?
I'm very curious who's doing this polling, because they definitely haven't called me.
They never called me. I've never been called.
I've never been called. They wouldn't be able to get off the phone. I'd be like, okay, and on this topic, let me tell you. All right, get a coffee, sit down.
First of all,
this is going to take a little while, so get cozy. It's about to get real. I mean, I'm so frustrated, honestly, and I was saying this, you know, to a friend. It's very difficult to talk to people who do not agree with you, because they can't stop screaming and yelling because they have actually nothing to back up the claims that they make. And that, to me, is the biggest problem. Like, I would love for you to change my mind and tell me how great everything is. But they can't.
Because they can't cite a single thing. All right, let me get back to the news. One of the leading anti-Semites in Congress, Congresswoman Omar, Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel's. It's all about the Benjamins. Oh, one of the few people that's supporting Biden for 2024. She made her endorsement. There were 50 Democratic senators contacted. Will they support Biden in 2024? Only 5 responded. You know, we have a record high. 50% of Americans rate our moral values as poor. You know, and then Biden, I don't know if you saw the whole, did you see the disaster from yesterday's event?
Advancing
equality for liberation, for lesbian, gay. And then he goes on to say, I don't have to tell you about the ultra MAGA agenda, attacking families and freedoms in Florida, going after Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse, for God's sake. I mean, that's not what happened. All right, let me play it. Listen.
No one knows better than the people in this room. We have a lot more work to do. A lot more work to do. I don't have to tell you about the ultra MAGA agenda attacking families and our freedoms. 300 discriminatory bills introduced in states across this country. In Texas, knocking on front doors to harass and investigate parents who are raising transgender children. In Florida, going after Mickey Mouse, for God's sake. That strike goes to home. No, but think about this. All of you in this room know better than anyone that these attacks are real and consequential for real families. For real families.
And then he said, the LGBTQL. Excuse me. Plus Americans. It's like unreal. You can't even make this stuff up. But the networks are silent on Hunter Biden's laptop, a whopping 298 seconds of coverage since March. So bad. By the way, this might end up being a good thing. Russia is now slashing the flow of natural gas to Europe. Good. Maybe we can now fill the gap. Why don't we make America rich again and frack away and get our natural gas over to our European allies or NATO allies so they don't have to rely on Russia, and help give Putin $1 billion of money a day. It's unbelievable. Because that's exactly what we're doing. You know, but look, the volume, Joe is lying. It was a reality check in the New York Post today. Biden boasting he put America in a position to tackle the worldwide problem that's worse everywhere but here, inflation. It was 1.4%. It's now 8.6%. By the way, South Korea, it's only 5.4%. It's only 5.1% in Australia. It's even lower in Canada, and it's lower in Great Britain. Biden claiming President Putin, you know, blaming him for the gas price. Now he's blaming the oil companies for the gas companies, for the gas prices. It's unbelievable. And by the way, one of the reasons we're having problems is in large part, they're calling on gas companies, oil companies to be patriots because they don't have the refining capacity. We've known this. We've been talking about this for decades because environmentalists fight against building new refineries. So we have the old, outdated refineries that are not keeping up with the demand for refineries. You'd think we would have built new ones, or we would be building them. But no, we'd rather beg Venezuela and Russia and OPEC and the Saudis. I can't wait to see him kissing the ass of the crown prince. He's lying if he says he's not going to do it. You know, Federal Reserve analysts estimating Biden's, you know, handouts added 3% to the inflation rate. But he says, no, I'm mad. Anyone that says my spending caused this, these are reckless lies. No, sorry. Even Federal Reserve analyst Joe say you're wrong and lying. You know, the AFL-CIO wants to fight inflation by offering new subsidies in child care. Okay, the reality is the White House press office corrected the official transcript, adding a year after the word month because he said he would do it in a month. I mean, everything this guy does now has to be corrected. They have to come in and clean up every mess that he makes. It's unreal. Accusing oil companies of making excessive profits. The reality is Biden's policies are what disrupted the energy markets. American Petroleum Institute issued a list of 10 steps that Biden could do and take to reduce the supply disruptions, including ending obstruction on permitting natural gas products, lifting development restrictions on federal lands and waters, bringing back ANWR as a possibility, and then, you know, bringing back the Trump policies, basically. He's not going to do that either. So just shift the blame. Now instead of Putin, we're going to blame the oil companies. Like, we'll blame the meat companies, and we'll blame the poultry companies, and we'll just blame business in general for everything. What are people supposed to do? So the pariah nation that he called it, Saudi Arabia, and the guy that he said killed journalist Jamal Khashoggi, he's going to go meet with. Why do you think he's going to meet with that guy? To beg for oil? The frustrating part is we have all the resources here. All right, look, the cost of everything's going up. Gas, groceries, credit card fees, you name it. Now, if you haven't made steps, taken steps to, well, shore up your finances, now is the time to do it, because we're expecting, according to Goldman Sachs, 8 more interest rate hikes from now. All right, you'll get a free mortgage review from AmericanFinancing.net. You can talk to them about your mortgage. You can talk about debt consolidation. You can lock in rates 2 years from now. You'll be glad you locked in if you haven't done it yet. Now's the time. They'll give you a free mortgage review. They have their experts standing by. They'll take your call, 866-615-9200, 866-615-9200. They're on the web as well at AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS, 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
All right, a lot coming up. Senator Rand Paul will join us. He's challenging Dr. Fauci. You also, remember we used to have the penny plan? He's got a 6-penny plan on how he could balance a budget in 5 years. I support it. I think it's a great idea. We'll get to that. Congresswoman Boebert of Colorado being accused of having 2 abortions and basically being on a website. What is the term you use for that? An escort. Vigorously denying it, now threatening a lawsuit against this same group that apparently that went after Madison Cawthorn. We'll find out what's going on from her and much, much more. We'll get to your calls, 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program as we continue. Straight ahead.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me, along with co-host Leah Rose, as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music, like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers, like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.